Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, with the show Freeing America One Enslaved Mind at a Time. And we like to bring you opportunities. And we're going to talk about a really negative prognostication. I know the word is out there right now, the market, for example, is going to supposed to go down 10%. And we've got Bob Kudla from Trade Genius with us. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about where the economy is going. I think it's pretty obvious to people who will follow this regularly. And then we're going to talk about opportunities in the stock market, because the more volatile it is, if you find someone that knows what they're doing, and Bob is someone that knows what he's doing, you can make money. And I've been telling a lot of my colleagues and friends about this. If you need second income, this is the place I'd go to. I wouldn't go to Walmart or some other place. This is good stuff, and we're going to show you some proof of that today. But Bob, welcome to the show. First of all, I want you to jump in and weigh in on the clear direction that Biden has taken this economy.
Oh, you ever see the movie Thelma and Louise?
Yes, I have. I
Yeah,
know where you're going, driving off the cliff.
that's the metaphor. So,
Yeah.
what they're doing, in all seriousness, is that look, these guys are MMT people. They're Keynesian to the core, and they think they can outspend and cause economic expansion. But what we're getting instead is that we're getting economic expansion with inflation expanding faster, and it's basically destroying the purchasing power of most people in the United States, and it's starting to now affect the company's ability to outrun inflation on their supply chains, and you're starting to see layoffs pick up in intensity. And what I was telling you before the show started, we're going from an inflation environment to a deflation environment to a depression environment, and it's going to be secular because of demographics. It'd be one thing if we're letting in 5 million people that have technical master degrees. It's a whole other thing that we're letting 5 million people in the country that have absolutely no skills going into an economy that's automating away low-skilled jobs. So when this thing breaks, it's going to be absolutely brutal for a long time coming. But before that happens, we're going to see a blow off top in the stock market because people are going to misinterpret disinflation for soft landing. And we're just going to drive right through that floor, and it'll dawn on people that the reason why inflation is abating is because people literally have no more purchasing power left. So that's kind of my opening theme on that. And then obviously there are trades to take in this environment. No need to put you in the sand. And the last thing I'll say is that you won't even be able to get a job at Walmart because Walmart has been all over the WARN notices now. They're laying off massive amount of admin positions in New Jersey over the past couple of weeks, and they're laying people off in general across the country.
Yeah, it's bad, bad, bad news across the board. Quick question here. Jerome Powell said 6 weeks ago banks are going to fail, and he meant some banks. There are 1,080 banks on the watch list now. Do you think we're looking at a massive bank failure coming up?
Yeah, I mean, over the next 2 years, we'll probably lose 75% of the banks in the country. So we'll be just down to very, very few important international banks, and then probably just a couple of regional banks in every state. And the only reason for that is political reasons, because the governors will intervene, and force the Fed and whatever administration is in next year to be able to account for some local control over some banks.
Okay. Boy.
I'm just a breath of fresh air this morning, aren't I?
No, I listen, I'm not surprised at all by this, Bob, but still to hear it for real is shocking. And I know that it's coming. I know it's coming. I've been talking about it for a long time. I was watching Lena Petrova the other day, and she was echoing exactly what you're saying here. And you may not even
Yeah.
know who she is, but she's a pretty good economist, and I like following her, and I'm hearing word for word what you're saying is what she's saying. I know a lot of other top level experts are talking the same thing. So right now, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on so quickly. People are desperate for second jobs. The fact when Biden bragged about jobs growing 2 months ago, what he didn't tell everybody is the fastest growing segment of new jobs is second jobs and third jobs. So people just trying to keep afloat. And then, of course, many of them are going to illegals as well, too. But I think going to a second job is a bad idea when you got something like Trade Genius. And this is what I wanted to really tell people about. Let me sum it up and then I'll let you fill in the blanks. You sign up for Bob's service and there is a small fee, and you generally make it back pretty dang quickly. In fact, we got attaboys here. We're going to show you. And he's got an algorithm that you follow. They're quick trades. You're in and out. His win rate is over about two-thirds. In other words, he wins two out of three trades and sometimes more. And the rate of return annualized can be as high as 100%. I mean, but it's way above the average. And all people got to do is get in and follow directions. And there's guidance that the people get in the chat room. There's other people there with experience that people can talk to. And it's kind of like follow the algorithm, listen to the experts, and sit back and make money. Am I describing that pretty accurately?
For the most part. And before I get into that, is that we're going from tin foil to tin cup, right? So the data now is starting to show up, and I think you see it in the consumer sentiment reports. It was the worst recording ever, and I think now we're past the point of you and I screaming for people to listen to people screaming because it's affecting them. But yeah, in regards to my service, is that, I mean, you can get into my services as inexpensively as $300 a year, okay? And you can also buy monthly too. So I mean, so you can always take a flyer on our service at a pretty good rate. But if you have an annual subscription, you get my algorithm access to it, where you can trade whatever you want to trade. I put trades out every day, and that's what you're referencing. Turn my track record, you get access to the chat rooms so you can listen in or be in a electronic room where you can see people discussing different trades. And yeah, as of this morning, the win rate is 67.07%, and the annualized gains on right now is at 80.50%.
Let me read to you one attaboy here. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to frame this for you because this isn't taking the form of an infomercial. Bob comes on a lot and he talks about the state of the economy and he's got his hands on it and he's got his hands in the market. But I want to say we can sit around and we can complain about what's coming. We're not going to be able to stop this. We're over the cliff. Thelma and Louise is a good analogy, Bob. But we can sit here and complain about it, or I can give you an option to do something about it. And that's the option I'm giving you. Let me read to you one attaboy here I've got. Thank you for Santa Cruz Silver, Bob. Just sold at 105% profit. Probably would have bailed sooner, but your guidance helped me set a target. And I want to read another one here, too. I just stopped out of SMR with a 23% gain, just paid for my VIP membership. Thanks for the recent recommendation. And I'm looking at about 10 of these, and I did the work around here to get to all of them. This stuff here, let me pull up one more here with the smiley faces. I owned EXK this morning instead of MUX, and I could have, I wish I'd have gone bigger with my position because I did really well. Thanks, Bob. This is what people, I'm going to give you an option. You can go do this. Bob, do people have to be an expert in the stock market to make money? Is there a huge learning curve? Would you address that?
Yeah, no and no. So all you really have to do is, trading is all about ebb and flow, right? The market works as like a sine wave. And so what we've done for people is we boil down all the variables to the variables that matter in terms of being able to provide enough of a win rate and enough of a winning percent on the win rate that you'll make money over time. And so we have the algorithm, we call it Trade Force. The customers, they call it the worm, okay? And it's just really easy to see when there's a buy signal or when there's a sell signal. And then we give them a few other algorithms on there so they can see whether or not the market is in buy the dip mode or sell the rip mode.
Right.
And then also there's some basically saying, hey, the market's moved too far too fast. And there's some algorithms around that. So all you have to really do is know how to read a a graph, and the graph tells you whether you need to buy or sell. And then over time, you just learn to see this. It's very visual. It's not very technical. And if you want to become more technical, you can read all the books you want. But I've been doing this now for coming up on 35 years. And there's only very few things that really move the market or give you a indication that the market's going to move. And we boiled it down to that. And I want to address the question about, do you need a lot of money to make a lot of money? You don't need a lot of money to start. You obviously have to build your capital because it is a percent of gain kind of environment. But over time, as you build out, you'll make more and more money over time every month. And now there's some new stuff coming out that pay really high dividends because they create what's called synthetic positions. Don't worry about the wording. Basically, it mimics the movement of the stock that it's following, but they pay really big dividends. I mean, like the minimum ones are like 15%, couple of distributions over 136%, depending on how the stock moves.
Right.
And so, yeah, so they're now also, positioning for the market rolling over. So they went from just long only opportunities to actually shorting the market too. So there's going to be a way to play this market regardless of the direction it goes. And you're going to be able to pump these yields up. You can drip them. What dripping means is you reinvest the dividend and get more and more shares over time. I do that for my daughter. And so, you know, she obviously has 40 years before she has to worry about retirement. But I want to put her in a position where if she ever needs cash, I built a nice portfolio up for her over time that she can tap into as she needs to, or use it for a down payment on a house. And her returns have been pretty darn good. In fact, you know, her one account beats probably half of my account. So, but I'm trading them all, so it's really mine. But her account was tiny, and so it just keeps building. And so, you know, you don't need a lot to make a lot. You know, I always tell people, you make $100 a day in the stock market, you're making $20,000 a year, right? If you make $200 in the stock market, you're making more than the median income of a person in the United States. And if you're making $400 a day in the market, you're making more than the median household in the United States. These things are all doable over time. It just takes discipline. And you have to be consistent and you have to be cautious and just, you know, put the right amount of trades on, the right amount of money per trade, follow the worm practices of getting out, and you can't help but make money. And this market now is a two-way market. You know, it swings up and down every day. It's perfect for our system right now. So
right.
We've really accelerated in the last 90 days as the market has really gone nowhere. And so these are perfect markets for us, and it means perfect markets for our clients.
Yeah, I know. I've been with you on this for a long time. And the one thing I've learned from you, Bob, is that you don't necessarily get your best results when the market's going good. Volatility, the way you structure it with your algorithm, volatility can be your best friend because you know where to go, what the deals are. You get in, get out. Let me read this one statement here from Dan the Man 67. Biddy hit target. I'm out. Thanks, Bob. Wanderer followed up 1 minute later and said, agreed. He nailed the target price. And then Rocket Man came in 9 minutes later and said, ditto, muchos gracias, Bob. So what you're saying, what you're doing with these people here is you're giving them a method to target when something is going good, get in. And then when you hit your target, you have the discipline to get out. So you pull your money out and you're making the money. This is what I see from these three consecutive posts here to your site, and people are helping each other with this too. You know, Bob, this is the way I see it. I'm lessening my money in the bank because I know there's going to be a lot of bank failures. As you said, 75%. I'm lessening my risk. I've bought lots of gold, lots of silver relative to my cash amount. Not that I'm rich, but relative to my cash amount, I bought a lot. But that's an insurance policy. What you're offering here is the ability to outpace inflation. So it's one thing to protect what you've already earned. That's gold and silver, but that's not enough. You have to find another way to maximize your portfolio so you're moving your earnings ahead. And this is how I see your service.
Yeah, I view, I'm not a big real estate guy. I don't like it personally. And I'm not going to get in an argument with people about it, is that I view my stocks as my rental property. And so if you own $100,000 worth of stock, there should be a certain expectation of the yield, a cash yield you should be able to draw out of that stock every year, whether you reinvest it into more of it or you take the cash out. And so that's what I like to do. You know, I view inflation running at 9%. I don't buy the argument that they're selling, so that I make sure that I'm yielding higher than 9% on anything that I own in stock market. And there's plenty of ways in which to do it, and very simple ways to do it. You don't have to be a stock guru or a ability to do all these crazy derivatives. The market gives you those tools, just in general, stocks and ETFs. So that's how I do it. And you know, the old adage is, I don't have to outrun the bear; I just have to outrun you. So you know, what you're doing is you want to have relative, what they call alpha, to the market or to the economy. And so, regarding those attaboys, one thing that we do offer: if I throw out a trade, I'm making an official trade, I always give a stop and a target, because people need to get in the habit of setting stops and targets. Okay. And then you modify those over time. If you're winning, you want to get those trades profitable as soon as you reasonably can. And if the trade's a bust, that stops there to keep you from turning an annoying trade into a devastating trade. Okay. Any trade you ever take, it should just annoy you, but it shouldn't affect you. Okay, when I mean affect you, I mean affect your ability to trade again tomorrow. And so, you know, when I see mistakes people make, is that people will see something in the news and they'll chase something that's already moved. Big mistake. The other thing they'll do is they get worried and anxious, and they put a lot of money into a trade that over time will blow you up too. When there's just a simple matter of, you know, the old adage of buy low, you know, sell high is true. And there's another adage is, buy high, sell higher when something's trending and it's making short-term dips, and that's called buying the dip. So these are methods that are mathematically programmed into our toolkit, and we provide those graphics for people to use. And like I said, what we charge for the service is nothing compared to what we get out of it. And Dave, for you, is, you know, we have a program running for you. You know, Dave loves trading. We've even increased the discounts even over our normal discounted program that we offer.
How much are you discounting?
Well, for you, it's almost 75% off retail. You know, we usually do 65% when we do promotions in our own rooms. So these are no-brainer decisions to make. And so, you know, you can get a basic package, or you can get an advanced package. But if you go monthly, you have to go to my room for that. But if you go to my room, just always reference that you heard it here at the Common Sense Show, because I give Dave monetary credit for having me on the show. And so you support him this way, and I can support Dave by doing so. And just full disclosure. So, you know, nothing's free in life. But you can get in the room for $25 a month, okay, to get started. You don't get everything that you do if you buy an annual membership, but you get enough to say, maybe I want to go annual. But you'll get the trades every day if you go monthly. And for some people, that's plenty. So there's really no excuse to not give it a try. And if you check out people that do this, other people that do this stuff, you know, we're talking in my room this morning, you know, for a VIP membership annual, you know, people are paying double or triple the price if they're in other rooms. And we have some people in multiple rooms. They tell me all the time, your room's a bargain. You should probably charge more, even though we don't want you to, but we won't. I haven't raised my prices in years, Dave. I don't intend to. And we have enough clients. We make enough money. We don't need to be greedy. And I do this because I really love it. And it's a win-win. Just because I'm winning, you don't have to lose, and vice versa. So we're all in it together. And especially the people that are listening to your podcast, I think we all view the world very similar to each other. And it's nice to help friends.
No, I agree. But Bob, we've been doing this for a number of years. I've had you come on, and you've been very accurate.
10 years now.
Well, I know, it's incredible. But you've come on in the past, and you've forecasted China. You've forecasted military strength here and there. We've gone through aspects of the economy. And you've always been off. Sometimes I said 6 months to 2 years ahead. I told our mutual friend Ian that I said he's 6 months to 2 years ahead, because I go back and I listen to some of our old interviews, and you were projecting things that are unfolding right now. But we've never had a show. I hate to say it's dark, but I agree with you. There's no saving this economy. This was Biden's mission, my humble opinion. And he has succeeded. And we are now headed for the inevitable. And people need to know that more millionaires were made in the 1929 stock market crash, subsequent depression, than any other time in American history. So the crisis produces opportunity. And I used to tell people, well, this is a good way. Bob would come on and we'd do an economy interview. And then you'd say, I have this opportunity for people. And it was nice for some people to take advantage of. Now I'm telling you, folks, I think it's coming down to, you got to find a way to outpace inflation. You're getting your butt kicked and your credit card's only going to carry you so far. And you can go to work at Walmart, but you're not going to keep up with inflation there. And you can do all this from the comfort of your home. I can give you probably 90 reasons why I think this is the right kind of thing to be doing. And listen to me, you're talking to a gold and silver guy. Gold and silver can protect what you have and save it from the clutches of the bank, but it ain't going to help you move your income forward. This is an opportunity to do that. Bob, when people come in and pay the $300, and I know it varies, but if you were to give an average figure, like find the median, the mode, and the mean, what would you say the time frame is to people start turning that over into profit on average?
Oh, well, you know, depends. I would say if you take all the trades, and, you know, it all depends on how much money you're investing, right? So remember, that $300 is just a fee. I don't touch your money. I'm not a financial advisor.
Understand.
So let's just be clear about that. You're not handing me money to invest. You're just handing me money for advice and information and tools. But usually a couple of months, people are on the right track if they're following the system. And in 3 to 4 years, there's a couple of attaboys here that people have been with me 3 or 4 years that have retired early or independently now at just trading. So it takes 3 or 4 years to get there. It all depends on how much money you need too.
So,
you know, most people don't need income.
A few months, you're putting money in your pocket and you got your second job. And in 3 to 4 years, you could benefit. Now, if the economy does go to the hell in the handbasket, it won't totally collapse. 75% is not 100% of the banks failing. So can people use this to position themselves to be one of the successful group going through hard times like we saw with people in the Depression?
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, nobody should be surprised when something happens now with the economy. So there's a pivot. When the Fed starts lowering interest rates, you need to be out of as much of the stock market as you possibly are going to be out of. Okay, I'm not saying you go to cash, because I don't know people's time horizons, but you need to be max defensive the minute he starts cutting interest rates, because historically and mathematically, that sets a timer for a 2-year bear market in the stock market. Mm-hmm. So you know, you don't want a dollar cost average down. You'd rather be in cash over that 2 years, or you're in defensive positions for those 2 years, like, you know, in the bond market. And then you can actually be making money as the market's going down. And then in 2-year time, and in this case, maybe 3 or 4 year time, the market will turn back up higher again. But yeah, but that's the math. People always ask me, when will you know? The minute Powell lowers interest rates for the first time, you'll get a short-term euphoria from it. You should be selling into it aggressively because that's what the big money's doing. And so,
will your service, if he lowers interest rates, will your service adjust to that with the algorithms where people will still make some money, but you're just changing the nature of the investment?
Our algorithms doesn't change. It'll be just different stocks that are going to be making money.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be screaming from the hilltops that this is not good news. Okay? If you go long into that announcement, you're the funding mechanism for the big money to get out. Okay? So, we're expecting a blow off top sometime this summer. Okay? We've already turned. Inflation came out this morning. It was a little lower than what they reported, but retail sales is also down more than they thought. So basically, we're on the icy road going down a mountain, and at some point, you're going to fly off the road. And so you're going to get this short-term nirvana, and the minute he lowers interest rates is that you better be max defensive going out of that day, okay? Because
if I were in Trade Genius and Powell lowers interest rates, give me like a hypothetical. Where would we turn our focus then?
I'd be in TLT, which I'm already in. I'm building position now. I'd be in CRSH, which is short Tesla. Okay. And I would be in SARK, S-A-R-K, which is short Cathie Wood's portfolio. And there'll be a few more that I'll add to that. I'll probably be in NVDS, which is the short of NVIDIA. And these are all just ETFs out there. So you don't have to do anything fancy schmancy. And some of these guys pay really good yield too while you're waiting. So that's what my portfolio will pivot to.
Okay.
I'll still stay in some of my really long, I own stuff 30, 40 years. I can't sell them without paying massive, massive taxes on them. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. So I'll protect those with puts personally. But for the most part, those are the trades that we'll be pushing out and trading. And you're talking a two to three year bear market coming and 2 or 3 year of a severe recession. Right now, Dave, I don't think people even realize that, more than half the country is unemployed right now, okay, in either voluntarily or involuntarily, i.e. you're retired, you're on disability, and you lost your job. And there's probably another 5 or 6% that are underemployed.
Right, right.
And we haven't even really started the layoffs. They're just starting to accelerate now. So that is huge. And we're already now also from credit standpoint is that we're at max credit usage, meaning that the ability for people to borrow more money, okay, is reaching its end point. And
that's what I meant when I said, how long can you use your credit card?
Yeah, exactly. So here's the other thing, too, is that you have inflation, which is we're having now. But when we flip the model, we'll have what's called an inflationary depression. It may look like the inflation rate is falling into the negative territory, but your purchasing power is falling even more. And that's we got our first glimpse of it today. So those are the things that you have to worry about. And if you're a business owner, what that means for you is you're not going to get the prices for your stuff that you expect, and you may not get the units of sale that you expect, and you're going to be forced to make decisions to pare your employment down to minimum. Or if you can't do that, you may get to a point where it's just not worth it for you to be open, and you have to close shop. So that's kind of what's in front of us. I prefer not to let things happen to me, so I want to position myself where I can survive through this. And you can thrive. And the only point I want to make clarification on depression and millionaires is that people who bought the first 2 or 3 dips during the 29 sell-off into the Great Depression, they all went bankrupt. So this is going to be one of those things where you want to be the third person to own kind of a thing. So the millionaires that came out of the Great Depression started investing in 31 and 32. So you're going to get a lot of people that are going to buy the first dips on big market sell-offs here. And those are the people are going to get their heads handed to them. There's an old adage in the hotel business. You want to be the third owner of a hotel because the first investor loses money. And then the second investor takes a shot at it and they go bankrupt. And it's the third person gets priced right. And I think that's going to be the theme for the stock market. Once we roll over, you don't want to be buying those dips unless you're a trader. Okay. But I'm talking about investing in things, because you're going to be able to pick up commercial and office real estate for free. You're literally going to be paying a dollar for these things. And you're just really on the hook for the maintenance upgrade and the taxes and insurance. That's how far commercial and office real estate are going to go. It's starting to implode. Now Chicago is starting to give away buildings, okay, because the taxes and the maintenance are just too high.
I've seen that.
You're going to see multifamily too. So that's kind of where we are. Yeah. And I think it's going to stay there. And then Dave, I have to apologize. It's a little shorter today than normal. I have to run.
I know. So let me leave this with this then. Folks, if you want to find out more, and I'm going to tell you, you don't have a lot of options. But if you want to find out more and expand your holdings and increase your earning power to stay ahead of inflation, I would encourage you to go to DaveLovesTrading.com. We're not going to turn this trend around. We will come out at the other side. We got to hope we have decent political leadership. But this is an awesome opportunity now for the time, and it's proven. Bob has proven his worth here in good times and bad times in terms of what his people accomplish. So, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on. Sorry, everybody, about the negative prognostication, but everyone is saying the same thing. I just read something by Jordan Peterson this morning. He was more negative than you about the economy. So it's not good.
And he's a psychologist.
it's not going to turn around, folks. We got to adapt. We got to be good Marines and adapt. And this is one way to adapt. Bob, I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for coming on.
Dave, thanks for having me.
Take care. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we have a really important topic today. And we're going to ask you to share this far and wide. Because I always say a lot, we need to put millions of feet on the street if we're going to stop this satanic Bolshevik communist takeover of our country. This is really, really bad. Every day, there's a new crisis. In fact, Doug Thornton says every 12 hours. I totally agree with that. When we're going to take a look at who I think is one of the most evil people on the planet, Bill Gates. And Bill Gates is so reprehensible, he even drives the people closest to him away from him. And he has no conscience. He's totally demonic. I think if you want a poster child for demonic possession, that's him, because there's nothing he does that benefits anybody. Oh, it's under the guise of humanitarianism, but beware of the Trojan horse. And he is an American modern day globalist POS Trojan horse. And he's now so emboldened by his attack upon humanity, I should say attacks upon humanity, he's even admitting to what we've been saying all along. Things that have gotten doctors and their licenses taken away, fired from universities, kicked out of medical schools. He's now admitting to what doctors have already been punished for. Isn't that interesting? We are going into the dark ages scientifically. Let's make no mistake about it. Oh, DARPA might be doing their wonderful stuff, and they do, and they're 40 to 100 years ahead of the rest of us. But what they're doing is not for our good. But the rest of science, the mainstream, what we can touch, see, feel, particularly in the medical industry, is going into the dark ages. And it's more along the lines that you have to start looking at medical treatments in terms of what it can do to you. And I've been raising this point for a long time. Before we get into Bill Gates and his nanotech admissions, have you ever noticed that when you watch big pharma ads on major networks, have you ever noticed that they play this wonderful music and it's love and family and romance if you just take this medicine? And they're trying to pair up pleasant feelings with the medicine. It's called classical conditioning. It's Pavlov's dog. if you pair up the conditioned stimulus with the conditioned response often enough, I should say unconditioned response, you'll end up getting a conditioned response and pleasurable feelings. Oh, yeah, I should take that medicine. Maybe it's close to what I've got going on. Okay, that's one thing. But if you notice at the end of those ads, this medication may cause heart palpitations, heart failure, kidney failure, early signs of dementia. Don't take this if you're pregnant or planning on becoming pregnant. You get the idea. You see a list of side effects that are longer than the commercial. And you see it all the time. And I have mentioned this before, 5, 6 years ago. I made a really emboldened, passionate request for my audience to view these big pharma commercials in the totality as they're presented. Now, I don't know how much longer the FDA is going to require them to put the warnings in there. I suspect at one point in time, we will see in the near future these black box warnings going away. Do you remember when they had some of the antidepressants? May cause violent and acting behavior as well as suicidal behavior. Remember that? And then we found that so many of the mass shooters of 10, 15 years ago were on Prozac. Yeah. And we covered that. And all of a sudden, that black box warning went away. It's going to happen with all these other products too. Anyway, along these lines, the vaccines are not being given black box warnings. And you're saying, well, Dave, why are these people now admitting, like VAERS came out and they listed over 750,000 side effects, people that had side effects from the vaccines related to COVID, but they didn't list one thing that caused death. No myocarditis, sudden death, 15-year-old soccer players dying as they're running down the field. Well, things we've covered, they didn't admit to anything fatal, but they admitted to some of the side effects. And I think the most serious they got was like Bell's palsy, facial paralysis. But they were very, 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 let's say, measured in the severity of the symptoms that they said we admit to with these vaccines. The black box warnings have never been there for this. In fact, I'm going to say this, and I want you to stop what you're doing and listen to what I'm going to tell you. For years, I taught people how to do research. For 4.5 years at a university level, I taught master degree students working on their dissertations how to do their research. This is something that I know. And when we look at the clinical data that they graciously publish, who knows what they don't publish, they wouldn't even get to my midterm exam in a 101 research class, much less a graduate class. It is beyond science. It's voodoo. But don't be surprised. This is the way the globalists do business. Let me digress just for a moment before I go to Bill Gates. 1997, Kyoto, Japan. World scientists are brought together for 7 days to decide how much of a role that man has in climate change. Well, they partied heartily for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they go, oh, crap, we've got to do something here because people are going to look at our findings. So here's how they settled the issue. They took a vote on whether or not man caused climate change. Now, this was 27 years ago. Science is not about voting. Never has been, never should be, but it was there. And we have seen fraud in that movement and fraud in the vaccine movement ever since. We still have the FDA obscuring data. When VAERS releases side effects, non-fatal, don't get into the serious stuff, kidney issues, lung issues, they don't get into any of that, then you have obfuscation of the vax. Okay, so I'm setting the stage here for what I'm about to tell you. The fact that Bill Gates just came out and admitted that the vaccines have self-replicating nanobots under the heading of nanotechnology. This is shocking. He made this statement earlier in the week, and now various publications around the world are beginning to pick this up. This is how emboldened they are. It's like, were they planning to do this to us all the time? To me, this is tantamount to saying, well, yes, they are. How would he know this? Is he even a clinical researcher, or is he just an administrator that facilitates what they will research and what they do? And I think with Bill Gates, it's the latter. I'm going to take you to one of the many articles that's out there right now on Bill Gates' admission. And you're looking here at an article, one of the many, you can look this up. Edward G. Griffin, and I think we know what a great researcher he is, creature of Jekyll Island, okay, but he's done a whole lot more too. Some of his work on the vaccines is incredible. I know that he and John Moore have collaborated a lot, just great stuff. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin, need to know. Bill Gates admits the shots contain nanotech, self-replicating nanobots found in both the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. Before we get into the article, because it doesn't really deal with the unvaxxed as much, we know about the concept called shedding. And it's interesting because if you go back, you want a great predictive programming, go to the TNT production, the last ship, 6-year production, and they had the vaccine to cure this virus that wiped out 80% of humanity in the show. But eventually, if they vaccinated someone, they didn't have to vaccinate the second person or the third person because all they had to do was to breathe on them. Today, this is referred to as shedding. Now, what's interesting is the CDC debunks shedding. Oh, no, that just doesn't happen. That's voodoo. That's conspiracy theory stuff. But people who've never been vaccinated are showing up with these self-replicating nanobots. How did they get in there? Unless they're in the food or the water, the only way it got into these people and the only likely way is from vaccination. So let's move on here. And I'm going to read to you verbatim here, Ed's first two paragraphs. An estimated 600 million doses of the COVID shots have been administered to the U.S. public. Bill Gates admits they contain nanotech, saying, and here's the quote, there's a lot of lipid nanoparticles, and some are very self-assembling. He also said that these mRNA shots can easily be programmed to administer any type of spike protein pathogen, meaning it can be designated to attack any organ or any specific part of the body. That's the translation of that medical statement right there. The Moderna patent for mRNA technology stated that they contain self-assembling lipid nanoparticle technology. So much for the FDA and the CDC saying that's just a conspiracy theory. It's in the patent. It reminds me of the work that Nick Begich Jr. did on HARP and all the things that HARP could do. And he published a book that had all the patents and people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. And he had the patent. Same thing right here. Technology was patented, back to Ed's article, and deployed to billions of people without their knowledge. That's true. No informed consent necessary. This totally violated the Hippocratic Oath. It's a war crime. It's punishable under the Nuremberg statutes. But who's paying attention? Okay, so without any knowledge, there were no laws to protect the public from the nanotechnology. Self-assembly and self-replication seem to be the same technology when it comes to nanorobots, and it's said to cause disease. Yeah, it leaves the gene envelope open. There's many, many factors in this, and I'm just picking one. The gene envelope stays open, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The invasion comes into that open gene envelope, and then it spreads to whatever it's programmed to spread to. Your organs operate on different frequencies. This is a frequency-based attack. This is why, oh, I can't say this. Let me put it this way. Prominent doctors are working with people who are experts in frequency and its effects on the body, And that's really all I can say at this point. Soon it'll all be coming out. And let's put it this way. I've interviewed all parties involved in this that I know of. This is going to be a huge deployment of information here, but I have to hold off because I'm not allowed to speak about the details yet. I will be soon. Ed goes on to say here, our governments are not even discussing this issue. That's absolutely correct. Absolutely no discussion. The VAERS data that was released, okay, vaccine accident, okay, all that report from the FDA and the CDC, they admit to 750,000 incidences of vaccine injury, but they left out all the fatal and they didn't put a lot of the serious stuff in there. Okay, to conclude what Ed says here, now that an estimated 600 million shots have been given, okay, where do we go from here? This is really bad. Now, let's go down here. Ed covers one more thing that I want to bring out. Self-replicating nanobots found in both the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. This is what Gates is admitting to. He's in effect, by default, admitting to shedding. The shedding concept that was so debunked very early on when the frontline doctors came out and said, hey, what about the shedding? We're finding incidences of these symptoms in people who've never been vaccinated. How do you explain this? Well, they explained it by taking away their medical licenses. And that's where I got to meet Tom Renz because he was their first attorney. And then we started covering that aspect on the show. Well, now it's coming out, well, this is all true. And Bill Gates is, in effect, admitting to all this. And here's what it's done to me. My wife and I were having dinner with friends of ours, and one used to be a nurse, and I said, my trust in the medical industry is out the door. Now, if I see the eye doctor, I'm not too threatened. Okay? But if I see other doctors connected to anything with vaccines, I'm leery. And I'm leery for good reason, because no one is keeping Big Pharma in check. And before we close, let me tell you about an unholy marriage that should be outlawed. And it's something that was talked about in different arenas a couple of decades ago, and we just let the corruption go on. Okay, for example, the SEC is as corrupt as it gets, and they monitor the stock market. Well, we were talking 20 years ago about people that retire, like from Goldman Sachs, and be hired into the SEC, or they retired from the SEC, the Securities Exchange Commission, and went to work for a company like Goldman Sachs. And one hand washes the other, and it was one big corporate whorehouse. Well, this is what we have in modern medicine today. We have people that retire from Big Pharma and go to work in sometimes Congress. Most of the time, it's regulating agencies like the CDC and the FDA. This is what we're seeing, and the vice versa is true. This should be outlawed. I remember Billy Tozen, who basically sold older people down the river with his Part B Medicare that jacked up prescription prices when it came out. He got paid $2 million by Big Pharma, quit his congressional seat, and went to work for Big Pharma for even more money. And see, there should be a law that says if you work for a regulating agency, you can't go to work for someone for 5 years on who you regulated. And if you're one of those people in private businesses that were regulated, you can't go to work for your regulator. That would eliminate a lot of this crap, but this is the basis, the backbone, the spine, if you will, of Big Pharma corruption. And this is how they make government the partner in the crimes that they're committing against humanity. This stuff right here, when you're getting hit with nanotech and you didn't get the informed consent, that is a violation of the Nuremberg Codes. This is Dr. Mengele stuff. The Nuremberg Codes came out because of Nazi Germany's medical experiments on Jewish and other political prisoners in the death camps prior to and during World War II. And afterwards, 1948, they came out with the Nuremberg Code as a result of the trials that took place of Nazi war criminals. Well, we now have Big Pharma and U.S. agency war criminals that are not being regulated. This is a violation of informed consent. And you notice now Congress is starting to do some things to lessen the power of informed consent. And that means you're at the mercy of Big Pharma. No one is protecting you. There's no advocate for your health. It used to be to bring a product to market, it had to be tested for up to 10 years. You did the animal, you did the volunteers, then you did limited human testing. And this is following a couple of years of laboratory testing, computer modeling. How do I know this? Because when I taught how to do research to graduate students, we used medical modeling. And now when you're talking these vaccines, particularly for COVID and the subsequent boosters, there's no public protection. There's none. This is one big whorehouse taking advantage of the public. Its only method is quick to market, make as much money as you can, and there could be some nefarious products in there. Why do they need self-replication? Well, let me put on my conspiracy hat again. I told you that when I deal with a lot of entities now, I've begun to look at this through the lens of depopulation, because much of this stuff is fatal. And now that it's out, rather than taking responsibility for it and bringing those people to justice who are responsible, we just continue on. And people like Bill Gates, who created Event 201 and that led to the exact replication in COVID, we just let them walk. They brag about what they're doing to us now. They know they can't be touched because the regulators have the fox guarding the hen house. And some people are going to say, and by the way, this will soon be what I'm saying to you, a crime of domestic terrorism, because I'm committing malinformation. It's what I'm saying is absolutely true and provable. However, malinformation now says, well, we have institutions we've declared to be democratic institutions where government used to protect individual liberties. This administration shifted their focus to protecting the rights of democratic institutions. And if you undermine public trust in them, you're guilty of malinformation. And even if what you say is true, you are now a domestic terrorist. See, they can see people like me are going to come along and start connecting dots and making statements. They want to make it illegal. And it just didn't come out of Congress. It's no law that I'm breaking, but I'm breaking something that DHS has come up with malinformation. They're making their own laws. Do you understand how unconstitutional, how illegal this is? We are totally screwed as a population. We are being ruled by a mafia. This is a criminal organization that doesn't care if you live or die. In fact, when you look at self-replicating nanoparticles that get into your open gene envelope and produce diseases, which is what the medical research is saying from people like Dr. Anna, yeah, it goes a lot farther than medical negligence and corporate profitability. So much for being a conspiracy theorist. Put on your reality hat and ask you, how many of these connections are you going to accept before you stop being a coincidence theorist? That's it for the Common Sense Show. I wanted to just let you know here, there's one thing you can count on. I have told you about my dealings with Nanosoma spray and my stripped lung linings from having what I had with the virus I had. It was terrible. Couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. One step at a time. Catch my breath. Well, you know, the next workout I have probably tomorrow will be lower body, heavy bag, and sprints. I was told that wasn't going to happen. Nanosoma spray. I went off all the other medications. They weren't working. They had serious side effects. You need to take a look at this. You need to really, and there's a whole variety of products. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. This is something I do trust. I don't trust the CDC. I don't trust the FDA. I don't trust the Biden administration any farther than you can throw them. They're the Trojan horse of American history. But I trust the group from iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges.